In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 23, 11, 6, 19, 27, and this is the second paragraph. Then, following the acts of my beloved Jesus, and that's what we do. The divine will is, when I hear people say, I'm doing my acts, I'm doing my rounds, we follow what Jesus has done. We follow what Our Lady has done. The new Adam and the new Eve. So continuing to following the acts of my beloved Jesus, I stopped when he received the cross, and embracing the cross with all tenderness of his love, he placed it on his shoulders to carry it to Calvary. Each one of us has a cross, spiritual, physically, mentally, emotionally. All of us have a cross. How do we treat our cross? Most people are very angry, very upset with what they have to go through. They don't know about Christ crucified. And they complain and they're negative a lot. Most people drag their cross behind them all their life. And then at the day of judgment, possibly have to go to purgatory for a long time to reflect what Jesus has done, receiving their cross, embracing it with all tenderness in love and placing it on our shoulders to carry it to Calvary. All of us have to go to Calvary. There's no one who's not suffering. Everybody's suffering physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to a greater or lesser degree than the person next to us. But how do we live this love? How do we live this life? How do we live this light that God wants us to enter into? It has to be like Jesus. So Jesus added, my daughter, the cross matured the kingdom of redemption. The cross completed the kingdom of redemption. The cross placed itself as custodian of all the redeemed ones. That's us. In such a way that if one lets himself be kept by the cross, that soul receives within herself the effects that a mature fruit contains. We've all had fruit that wasn't ripened. It's like eating cardboard sometimes. Keeping the cross, you receive the effects of a matured fruit. Okay, some of the happiest people I know are suffering. That doesn't make sense. Why? They know the one who suffered. They know the one who suffered next to him. And what they do is their suffering is, thank you, Lord, that I can be on the cross and have you relieved of your suffering just for a moment. See, it's not that we love suffering. We love Jesus. We know what he went through. And we know that Our Lady would rather have her be on the cross than her son. Well, it's the same thing. We want Jesus. We want to give consolation to our King, our Savior, our Master. We want him to be soothed. So, we look at the cross differently with Jesus. Within herself, the effects of a matured fruit contains the taste, the sweetness, the vital humor that makes her feel all the good of redemption in such a way that she matures together with the fruit of the cross. You look at the lives of the saints, what they went through. Wow. Jesus says to us, I want you to go through the martyrdom of martyrdoms. The saints have done their job. Now you have to do your job, Jesus says. So what is our job? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity. We embrace our cross. And what does that mean? That means that it's always fiat. If it's raining out, fiat. If it's sunny out, fiat. What you've gone through in your life, fiat. Lord, you were with me that entire time. I know you were with me. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You got me through that. And then what is Jesus saying to us now? He says, you're going to mature together with the fruit of the cross that you're going to go through. and it disposes the soul to return back into the kingdom of my divine will. See, everything is fiat. So you embrace your cross. How did Jesus do this? He did it by with tenderness and love. You embrace the cross. So Jesus says, in fact, who has disposed you to live in it? This is your life. And why would our Lord, who loves us so much, ask us to go through this? When the Father looks at the earth and he sees the souls who want to be like Jesus and Mary, he says, would you go through a little bit of what they went through? It's not a lot. He's already taken on himself our death. At the moment of death, Jesus is there saying, I've already done this for you. Death is the door to the Trinity. You know, our Lord is trying to get us ready. So he says, who has disposed you to live in it? He says, has it perhaps not been the cross of so many years that matured you like a beautiful fruit, took away from you all the bitter taste that the earth contains, taken away from you all the attachments of creatures? See, God is freeing us for himself. Like I said right from the beginning, if you have addictions, you can't get into heaven. He's freeing us from the attachments of the earth. He says, and converts them for you into divine sweetnesses, placing itself as a guard so that nothing might enter into you that would not be holy, that would not give you of heaven. See, everything now is God is getting us ready for the kingdom. It's not about just being good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10. It's to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. This great outpouring that's coming. God says, I want you to get ready for this. And then finally, receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. How to live this life. The way and how it's going to come upon earth. So Jesus says, He says, has it not perhaps been the cross of so many years that matured you? If you didn't go through what you went through to this point, you would not be here. But the cross of so many years matured you like a beautiful fruit, took away from you all the bitter taste that the earth contains, took away from you all the attachments of creatures, converted them for you into divine sweetnesses, placing itself as guard so that nothing might enter into you that would not be holy. He wants us to be holy. And nothing might enter into you that would not give you heaven. He wants you to have heaven. The cross making all the vital humors flow within you has done nothing other than form your Jesus in you. The reflection of Jesus, finding you mature, form the kingdom of his divine will in the depth of your soul. This is what he says to Louisa, and he's saying it to us. And taking the attitude of teacher, this is Jesus, with all love, I spoke to you about it. When we read the book of heaven, he's speaking to us all about this. And I still do. And I've taught you its ways, the life you must conduct in it, the prodigies, the power, the beauty of my kingdom. It's so happy. You're so happy getting glimpses of this. I can't wait for the fullness. It's like the guy who has the keys to the kingdom has to open the door. Jesus says to Louisa, you are the key that is going to be used to open the door of the kingdom. Right now, all we see is the light on the bottom of the door, the reflection of the light coming. And it's so beautiful. We're filled with joy reading the book of heaven. But when that door is opened, when that power of the Holy Spirit takes over the whole world, consumes the world in the love, that fire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, consuming the world in love, that day is soon. That day is close. And our God wants us to get ready. 5:23, 11:23, 19:27, having prayed my round, and this is what the rounds are. The rounds are the way God is teaching you how to pray. If you haven't prayed the rounds book yet, get the rounds book and begin to pray. Everything in the rounds book, if you go to luisapicaretta.me, it's free. Download it. You can put it on your phone. You can put it on your computer. Everything is free. And what that is you begin to live heaven on earth, praising God and loving God and glorifying God and worshiping God. And every word that's in the rounds comes from the book of heaven. It's not the prayers of the saints. A lot of people say to me, oh, I found how to write the prayers, and divine will prayers. Father, you got to read this. And I'll take it and I'll read it and I'll go, that's really beautiful. But it's not divine will. Oh, yes, it is. It's exactly what Jesus says to Luisa. No, it's not. If you want exactly what Jesus said to Luisa, get the Echo book. All the prayers of the divine will are there over the course of Luisa's life. It's not making up my own prayers. It's to echo Jesus. That's what Luisa did. So Jesus says this. Luisa says this, sorry. Having prayed my round in the divine fiat, I was gathering all created things in which all the acts of the divine will are present, dominating. And I gathered everything together in the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all the creation, and everything before the supreme majesty. Why? To surround it with all of its works and have its act of its very will ask for the kingdom of the divine will, divine fiat on earth as it is in heaven. That's Jesus. Jesus, pray in my praying. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heartbeat. I don't want to do this anymore. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I don't want to live this human way. I want to live your way, Jesus. This is the fallen nature redeemed. I want to live the divine nature of Jesus, the divine nature of Mary. Not me, them, the new Adam and the new Eve. But while I was doing this, my lovable Jesus moved into my interior and told me, my daughter, hear how all of heaven echoes your petition. The angels, the saints, the sovereign queen Mary repeat among themselves, fiat, fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, because it is the petition of heaven. It is the kingdom of that interests everyone in heaven, because everyone in heaven feels the duty to ask for what you, Luisa, want. You are the newborn. You're the firstborn. You're the first human who is born again, if you want to say, with this divine life of Jesus, this divine life of Mary. They all feel the duty to ask for what you want. They feel within themselves the same strength of power of my same divine will. It's Jesus in her. It's not her. She's gotten out of the way. So Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, pray in my praying by all that is of them that are animated. And they repeat, may the will of heaven be one with the earth. That's our goal. That's sanctification. May now the fullness of our Father be on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying for this. Jesus says, oh, how beautiful it is, how harmonious it resounds with an echo from the earth. This is the heavens are saying this. Now the earth is saying it with the echo of heaven and forms one single echo, one single will, one single petition. And all of the blessed say among themselves, taking by admiration, who is this one who is carrying the whole cortege of the divine works before the divinity of God with the power of the divine fiat that she possesses. She on earth overwhelms us all, and she on earth makes us also ask for a kingdom so holy. No one has this power. No one until now has asked for the kingdom of the fiat with such power, because it's Jesus in her that's doing it. An empire. It's Jesus in her that's doing it. So when I hear people say, well, I'm doing my acts, I'm doing my rounds. Where's Jesus? He's the one that's taught us how to do this through Luisa. Jesus, you're washing the dishes. Jesus, wash in my washing. Enter into this prayer. Begin to see all the I love yous and the bubbles in the sink. Begin to see all the I love yous of the dishes being cleaned. It's saying, and we say, Lord, take all that is opposed to you away from us. Let us live this holy, holy, holy life that you, Lord, possess, that you are calling us to in your image and likeness. At the most, some of the saints have asked for the glory of God. Some of the saints ask for the salvation of souls. Some of the saints ask for the reparation of many offenses. All things that refer to the external works of God. But the asking for the kingdom of the divine will is about his eternal works. This is how he prayed. This is what he longed for. This is what Our Lady longed for. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. These are the most intimate acts of God and the destruction of sin. You have to understand, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, this is what we're praying for 2,000 years. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. It's the destruction of sin. What does scripture say? Then there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. What does scripture say? She says, when the spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths and remind you of everything that Jesus and Mary has said. That's the book of heaven. It is not about salvation. It's about divine sanctity in the soul. It is liberation from all evils, both spiritual and corporal. It is transporting the earth to heaven. It's making heaven descend upon earth. Therefore, asking for the kingdom of my divine will is the greatest, is the most perfect, is the holiest thing. Be our Father. Asking for the kingdom is the greatest, most perfect, the most holiest thing that a human can do, because that's what Jesus did. This is his prayer. We're echoing his words. This is why reverently all answer your echo, Louisa. She's the first one, the newborn of the divine will, who's praying, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, with the fullness, if you want to say, of Jesus and Mary. That's what they're asking us to enter into. And the celestial fatherland resounds with the most beautiful harmony, Fiat Voluntas Tua, on earth as it is in heaven. The fiat of Jesus, Lux, let there be light, the universe was began. The fiat, the fiat mihi of Our Lady, How can this be? Joseph and I have already made a vow of virginity. How am I going to become the mother? What do I need to do to make God's wish for me happen? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, fiat voluntas tua. How can this happen? How can the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven? And the angel says the same thing. It'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. And we're getting ready for this. This is, if you want to say, the pregnancy, it echoes the pregnancy of Our Lady, the 9 months of waiting. We've been waiting 2,000 years for this. And now is the time that this is going to happen. How do we know this? That's John Paul II. He says, get ready for 27 years. Get ready for the third millennium, for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. And at the end of his pontificate, we're almost right at the very end, he says, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. He knew what Jesus said to St. Faustina. The final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. That's why he gave us divine mercy in 2000. We're on overtime now. It's very close. Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. Everything's being seen. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Watch what happens in the governments. Watch what happens in the church. nothing can be hidden anymore. Why? The kingdom is coming. There's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing to be afraid of is if you don't want Jesus and Mary. I'd be terrified. I would be terrified. Volume 23, 11, 27, 19, 27. Then I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and I offered everything in order to obtain its kingdom upon earth. Are you doing that? Are you learning to do this? What do you offer? All your worry, all your fear, all your anxiety, all your complaints, all your negativity, all your sin. I offer this. I sacrifice all of this. This is the martyrdom of martyrdoms. I'm not going to be worried. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to be anxious. I'm not going to be complaining. I'm not going to be negative. I'm not going to doubt anymore. Jesus, I trust in you. I offer everything in order to obtain the kingdom of God on earth as is in heaven. I want to invest the whole of creation animated. I want to animate all created things with my voice. Jesus said to Louisa once, he says, what do you see on the leaves of the tree? She says, I see your I love you and Mary's I love you. And he says, where's your I love you? You want to animate all creation, all created things with my voice, with your voice, one with Jesus, one with Mary, because they already have done this. The new Adam and the new Eve have done this. And now they want to teach us how to do this so that all of creation might say, together with me, fia voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. Hurry, hurry, let your kingdom come. Like the Essenes, they were praying for the Messiah to come. We are like the Essenes. We're focused on praying for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, now this is our question to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to Louisa. But how can this kingdom so wholly come upon earth? In humanity, there is no change. No one occupies themselves with the kingdom. Sin and passions abound. How then can this kingdom ever come upon earth? That's our question given to Louisa. We tortured Louisa with our questions. And Jesus, moving in the interior of Louisa, tells her, Louisa, that which is most necessary in order to attain a good so great is that the kingdom of my divine fiat is to move God to decide to give my divine will reigning again in the midst of humanity. So what it is to move the Father. Who moves the Father? Jesus and Mary. She says, I am the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus and Mary. We want our Heavenly Father to hear the prayers of Jesus and Mary. And we are given the opportunity to join them with hurry, hurry. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what's happening. Jesus wants us, says this is the most necessary thing to obtain the fiat, to obtain the third fiat, that the kingdom, my divine will, is to move the Heavenly Father to decide to give my divine will reigning in the midst of creatures. When God moves, when God decides, he overcomes, he conquers everything, even evils themselves. All evil is going to be banished. The other necessary thing is that the creature who seeks the divine will and prays God to give such a great good must possess within herself the life of the kingdom that she's asking for other creatures, all of humanity. That's Louisa. She possesses this. That's why we pray together with her, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. So the one who possesses it knows the importance of it and shall not spare any sacrifices, no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts, no more sin. This is what we're sacrificing, all that is the fallen nature, because we have been redeemed, to impetrate for all of humanity the goods that Louisa possesses and we want to possess. There's a great difference, Jesus says, my daughter, between the one who asks and the one who possesses. The one who asks does not possess the divine life. The first one asks by right. The second one does by alms. The one who asks has alms and gives money, the lira at the most, but not the entire kingdom. See, Jesus is showing, I'm raising you to do more than what the saints have done. He says, on the other hand, the one who asks by right, that's Luisa, possesses. Luisa is already the owner. Luisa is the queen. Luisa is the one who can give the kingdom because she is the queen. She's the little queen, and she has her divine empire before God to be able to impetrate the kingdom for humanity. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. Luisa, he says to Luisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass, Luisa. But within you, you are one with Jesus and Mary. See, this is, some people say, oh, you're making Luisa equal to Our Lady. No, here's the king crucified. Here's the queen crucified. Here's the little newborn crucified. She has the life of Jesus and Mary. That's why Jesus says, you're the firstborn. You're the newborn in the divine will. And so Jesus says, so it shall happen for the kingdom of my divine will. So therefore, much is recommended to you. This is what Jesus says to Luisa and now says to us, be attentive. Jesus says, I don't need many. I don't need the 300,000 to Gideon. I don't need the 30,000 to Gideon. I don't need the 3,000 to Gideon. I want the 300 that drinks like dogs. Why? Dogs are attentive when they're drinking. Their eyes are up as they're lapping up the water, looking around. Jesus says, I want you to understand what's going on right now. I want you to see what's happening right now in my church and in your nations and in the world. But most especially, I want you to see what's in the divine will. Watch what I am going to do. And I'm asking you to participate in this. Let it form the fullness of its life in you. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. In this way, you shall be able to move God. Why? It's Jesus in you that's doing it. It's not you. It's Jesus breathing my breathing, beating my heart beating, praying my praying. Think in my thinking, speak in my speaking, dance. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want Mary to be my mother and queen. And then when God moves, and God is going to move shortly, no one can resist him. Wait till you see what's coming. Amazing things are coming. Volume 23, 12, 22, 19, 27. After having spent almost the entire night writing and we reading, when you see the word writing, always think of reading. When have we spent almost the entire night reading? Here's Luisa. I was feeling exhausted of strength. And I thought to myself, how many sacrifices, how many blessed readings it costs me. But what shall be the utility? What shall be the good? What shall be the glory I can give to my creator? Again, this is another. Why am I reading so much? There's so much to read. It's, 10,000 pages, not only to read, to digest, but to live. What utility, what good, what glory do I give to God? If with these sacrifices, I shall be able to make known the kingdom of my divine fiat, so much the better. But if I do not obtain this, my many sacrifices of writing, her writing, our reading, what shall be useless and empty without the effects. So Luisa's saying, where's the effects? How come I'm not seeing anything change? So Jesus says this, Luisa, you must know that all the knowledges, all the manifestations that I, Jesus, give to you, Luisa, for us to read about my divine will, that you write, that we read on paper, do not depart from you. Do you listen to what Jesus is saying? As you read this, they don't depart from you. You might not remember them, but what you read is changing you. It's changing the world. It's changing humanity. Why? This is the word of God speaking, Jesus speaking. And he says, each word that I speak is a divine life that's changing you, changing your family, changing the nation, changing the world. What you read, what you write, Luisa, what you read, what we read on paper, do not depart from you. but remain centralized in you like rays inside a sphere. So think of that. Everything that you've read so far is within you. When God wants you to know it, he's going to show it to you. It doesn't mean speed read. It means read, think about it, study it, put it into practice. And this sphere is my very divine will reigning in you. How much have you read? 30%? 60%? 100%? How much do you know? 30%? 60%? 100%? How much do you practice? 30%? 60%? 100%? It's reigning in you. God wants it to now be born. He wants to be born in you. He wants to gaze in your gazing. He wants to speak in your speaking. He wants to listen in your listening. He wants to dance in your dancing, sing in your singing. We're trapped by the singing of humanity on Hollywood, on, you know, music, on the radio. Dancing. Jesus says, I want this for God's glory. Wait till all this switches over to praise God and to love God and glorify God. My very divine will is reigning in you. He says, the delights with great love and adding ever new rays, and it makes it with its knowledges, with these understandings, with these truths, with these lessons in its sphere, so that humanity may find enough light to know the divine will and enraptured attentions to love the divine will. That's what's happening. He says, Luisa, what you're writing, what we're reading is enrapturing us to love the divine will, to beg God, hurry, hurry, may your kingdom come soon. All the rays to form the kingdom of the divine will shall be enclosed in this sphere of Luisa. And all the rays, starting from within one single sphere in one person, the only human who basically possesses this, shall have one single purpose: to form my kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. How each ray shall have a distinct office. One ray shall enclose the sanctity of my divine will. One ray shall bring divine sanctity, other divine happiness, divine joy, and all shall invest those who want to live in the divine will with its happiness, with its joy. Another ray within Luisa shall enclose the peace, shall consolidate all the peace. Another ray within Luisa, the strength to live in the divine will. Another ray found in Luisa, the light, the heat, and the children of my kingdom shall be strong. They shall have the light to do good and to flee from evil. The ardent to love, divinely love what they possess. And so with all the other rays that shall start from within this sphere right here, Luisa. Do you have an image of Luisa anywhere in your house? Get one. Go to the internet. Go to images. Type in Luisa Picaretta. Go to the images and pick one. And you can bring it anywhere you want. And you can make a picture of Luisa. Where can we get these pictures? It's there on the internet. Have a picture of Luisa. Get to know her. Get to know how much God loves her and how much God loves us for giving her to us. Now all the children of my divine will shall be invested by these rays from Luisa. They shall move around even more. Each ray shall feed their souls from Luisa, and they shall suckle from them the life of my fiat. She's our little mama. And Jesus says to Luisa, don't cut the umbilical cord from the newborn. So this is all mystical. It's a language of heaven. All right. So he says this. So what shall be your happiness in seeing all the good, all the happiness, all the sanctity, all the peace, and everything else descend from you, Luisa, into the midst of the children of my kingdom, from inside your sphere, Luisa, by virtue of these rays, this light, this knowledge, this truth that I've breathed into you, these lessons that I've given you, Luisa. And then complete the glory that these creatures shall give to their God for having known the kingdom of my divine will. Ascend again within those very rays. For through Luisa, God is giving us this new and divine way of holiness through this newborn. There is no good that shall not descend through you, Louisa. And by the virtue of the sphere of my divine will placed in you, Louisa, nor glory that shall now not ascend again along the same way through you, Louisa. That's why I'm saying, if you haven't got a picture of Louisa, get one. You're going to fall in love with her. She is so amazing. I keep on saying, who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? So Louisa, the one who is chosen, must possess more than all the others together should possess. And just as all find light in the sun in such a way that all humanity do not take the whole expanse of the light of the sun, the intensity of the heat of the sun, so what happens with little Mama Mary? The goods that Mary contains are such and so many that more than sun, Our Lady spreads the beneficial effects of her vital and vivifying rays for redemption. And so it shall be for you, Louisa, the one who's been chosen for the kingdom of my divine will. See, Our Lady is mother and queen of all of humanity. Louisa is the little mama of the little children of the holy divine will. This is what he said. See then how the sacrifice of writing and our sacrifice of reading shall be repaid to you. First, the good of the rays of the knowledges that's fixed in you, Louisa. And then you shall see the good descend through you, Louisa, into the midst of humanity. And in return, the glory of the good that they shall do ascend within that same light. It's letting Jesus and Mary reign in us. Volume 23, 118, 1928. Now, the Celestial Mama wants, Our Lady desires, Our Lady awaits the kingdom of the divine will upon earth, in which there shall be the souls, hopefully that's us, who by living in it, hopefully that's us, will form their life in the prime act of God, hopefully that's us, and shall acquire the divine royalty and the right of queen, kings and queens. Going back to the divine royalty that Adam lost. And all shall see, impressed in these souls, the indelible character that they are sons and daughters of the divine king. And as sons and daughters, to them is due the title and the right of kings and queens. These souls shall have their dwelling in the divine royal palace. Therefore, they shall acquire divine nobility of manners, divine nobility of works, divine nobility of steps, divine nobility of words, and they shall possess such a divine science that no one shall be able to equal them. See, he saved the best for last. And they shall be invested with such divine light that the divine light itself shall announce to everyone that here is a king, here is a queen who has lived in the royal palace of my divine will. That's Louisa, first of all. God's offering this to us. And that means a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of putting this into practice. That's the martyrdom. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubting, no more sin. And we're not there yet. We go to confession each week. And so Our Lady, the Sovereign Queen, shall no longer be alone in her royal throne. She shall have other kings and queens who shall surround her. Her beauty shall be reflected in them. That's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her glory and her greatness shall find the ones in whom it can pour itself out on. Oh, how honored, how glorified Our Lady shall feel. Therefore, she desires that those who want to live in the divine fiat in order to herself form them as kings and queens in the prime act of God, the single act of God, the fiat of God. So be able to have in the celestial fatherland the retinue of other kings and queens who shall surround Our Lady and give her the honor due to her. We can't be her equal. When a baby is born, I just love to see a baby that's born because I can see the father. I can see the mother. Oh, there's parts of this is more like the father, more like the, and then it switches back and forth. we're going to be in God's image and likeness. That's the honor due to Mary. That's her triumph. The new Adam and the new Eve, that's their triumph. Now, that which I manifest on my divine will, and that which you read, excuse me, what Louisa writes, I'm going to sneeze, sorry. Louisa writes, we read can be called, listen to this, the gospel of the kingdom of the divine will. It says in Matthew 24, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world. That's where we are. Read all of Matthew 24. That's where we are. And nothing does it oppose either the sacred scriptures or the gospel that I announce while being on earth. On the contrary, it can be called the support of the gospels of the earth, the support of the other. And this is why I, Jesus, call priests to come. See this, he says to Louisa, I give you this gift that you, Louisa, will give it to the priests. The priests, this is the first bread. And Jesus says that the priests are in charge of the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. The priests are in charge of the first bread. This is the bread of the divine will. This is why I allow and I call priests to come to you, Louisa, to read the gospel, all of heaven, the kingdom of my divine fiat, to say, as I said to the apostles, preach it throughout the whole world. In fact, in my works, I make use of the priesthood. Just as I had the priesthood before my coming in order to prepare the people for the Messiah, and the priesthood of my church in order to confirm my coming upon earth and everything that I did and said, so I shall have a priesthood in the kingdom of my divine will. These are the three fiats, creation, redemption, sanctification. Now is the time for sanctification. Here is the utility of the many things I have manifested to you, Louisa, and the surprising truths and promises of so many goods that I must give to the children of the Tufia Voluntastua. They shall be the gospel. These are the truths, is the gospel. The lessons are the gospel. They're the basis, the inexhaustible font from which all shall draw celestial divine life, the terrestrial happiness and the restoration of their creation. And oh, how happy they shall feel. Those who with yearning shall drink large gulps from these fonts of the knowledges, these truths, these lessons, because they contain the virtue of bringing the life of heaven and of banishing any unhappiness. Jesus says to his priests of his time, if you read the Torah, you would know who I am. If you believed Moses, you would know who I am. He says, but you read the Talmud. Your father's the devil. That's what he said. You have to understand today, it's John Paul II said, don't label yourself conservative. Don't label yourself liberal. He says, be orthodox. If you listen to the truths of the gospel, you're ready for being sanctified. And now he says, now the sanctification is here. It's going to bring you the life of heaven. It's going to banish from you any unhappiness. Then in hearing this, I was thinking to myself about the big issue concerning the writings of the divine will. And they are in Messina, brought there by blessed memory, Venerable Francis, Father de Francia. Now, how myself and the other superiors absolutely want these writings back here in Corrado, while the superiors in Messina rigorously recommend by the Venerable Father before dying, and they want to keep the writings over there in Messina for their publication when God pleases. Louisa, my daughter, I enjoy seeing the interest that priests take in these writings. See, the priests are to proclaim it to the laity that shall form the kingdom of my divine will. This means that they appreciate the great good of them, that and each priest would want to keep such a great treasure within himself to be the first to communicate it to others. While the issue of who is going to win lasts, one approaches the other in order to consult one another or what to do. And I, God, enjoy that more of my priests get to know that there is this treasure so great, and of making known the kingdom of my divine will. And I use this to form the first priests of my coming kingdom, the first priests of my coming kingdom of my fiat. My daughter, the great necessity is to form the first priests. See, this is, we don't Protestantize the divine will. If a layperson gets in the pulpit and gives a homily, there's no homily. It's a nice talk. Homilies can come from the ordained. Why? They're ontologically changed. When a priest, a bishop, a deacon gives a homily, the hearts change because God is speaking through them. It is the great necessity to form the first priest. They shall serve me like the apostles serve me in order to form my church, and the ones shall occupy themselves with these writings in order to publish them. Putting them out to print them, to make them known, shall be the new evangelists of the kingdom, my supreme will. And not just the ones who are most mentioned in my gospel are the four, just as the ones who are most mentioned in my gospel are the four evangelists who wrote it to their highest honor and my glory, so I shall be for those who occupy themselves with the writings of the knowledges of the divine will on my divine will in order to publish them. Like new evangelists, they shall be greater mention of them in the kingdom of my divine will. This is St. Honorable de Francia, to their highest honor and the greatest glory in seeing the order of the creature, the life of the heaven and earth, the only purpose of creation, to return back to my bosom. Therefore, in these circumstances, I expand the circle like a fisherman. And I, God, catch those who must, these priests, who must serve me for a kingdom so holy. Okay, we'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.